Welcome to Code 240, Episode 2. I'm your host, Greg Dazier, with the self-proclaimed King of New York, Mr. Josh Smith. How you doing today, bro?
Flag on the play. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Y'all got to run it back. Y'all got to run it back. What's going on?
Get him out of here.
Run it back.
No Laker fans, man. We out of here, man. Nick Talk, baby.
Don't touch me.
I got you.
I hate wasting people, bro.
I know, man.
Hey, I swear firms are red part in this.
This is Sounds by Oso. Oso.
One point, Lewis, it's like, I'd rather lose by 30 so that the bench can come in and we don't play our starters 35 plus minutes. Just to be headed to Atlanta to play a team half our age that jumps higher than us, flies and everything. And missing 10 free throws when you lost my one. We can point to a lot of different things. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. It's Code 240, Episode 2. So I'm here with my cousin. You know, we're from the same block, so we have the same team. Explain to us how you feel after game two and what should we do heading into Atlanta?
What should we do heading into Atlanta is get focused. Forget that whole last game because I'm so...
No, we have to talk about last game. What are they forgetting?
Forget that. We got out-nicked. The Hawks, they beat us the way we beat teams with Thibodeau. Defense, gritty in the fourth quarter, shutting down Boston last playoffs. They took a copy out of our playbook. So now we got to get back to what we do best. Fourth quarter, we normally start off slow. We pick it up in the third, fourth quarter and dominate. So we got to get back to that, the gritty grind New York stuff. The Hawks looking like New York. They're the Hawks.
Well,
Atlanta.
I think what happened in game two was the lack of in-game adjustments. Mm. It's like if Cat is killing and then Kuminga is on him, you continue to kill. Mm-hmm. He's not no stopper. And it's like, as soon as Kuminga showed a little bit of aggression with Cat, it's like, all right, I'll stay at the three. Mm-hmm. No, you get physical, you bury him, treat him how a center back in the day would have treated a small forward that was on him. Kid. I don't understand. And it's like, that's where the coaching comes in. You call timeout and you tell him that. He don't do that, you sit him down.
Right.
Mitchell Robinson was 6-for-6 last night. Mitchell Robinson was 6-for-6 last night.
And how was Mitchell Robinson playing? Dunk everything like he's Shaq.
That's
you need that mindset. That's a New York gritty mindset. We need that every game against Atlanta. Because now we're at a deficit. We already have a tough playoff bracket. Boston next. We just spoke about it. If we win, why not kill your meal right away? Kill Atlanta. Atlanta basketball. The people in Atlanta, the food, the wings, we good with that. But the team? We lose it to the Atlanta Hawks?
That's where my thing is just like, it's one game, but we not about to lose this series to C.J. McCollum. I'm not believing it. And it's no disrespect to him, but as much as we talk about this team all year, C.J. McCollum can't be the one that packs us.
No way.
It can't happen.
No way.
So
no way.
If it does, listen, Jalen Brunson, welcome to Milwaukee. Bridges, welcome to Milwaukee. OG, whoever y'all want, send Giannis over here.
Did Doc Rivers retire?
Who?
Doc Rivers retired, right?
Yeah.
Send Mike Brown there too. Milwaukee, send him there. We ain't got no time.
Yeah,
no,
and it's like, and Mike Brown, they was killing Mike Brown about not calling a timeout that we didn't have. Mm. So imagine he calls a timeout because he's listening to you idiots behind him, and that's another thing. Idiots behind him. Not that Fat Joe's an idiot. Because a lot of y'all celebrities in that front row, they don't make these other players uncomfortable at all. You mean to tell me Kuminga could come to the Garden and show out during the playoffs? Not while I'm there. Not while I'm there. Nobody's saying that Fat Joe had on all yellow. Mm. Like he missed the whole memo. What happened to all them Pele jackets you had?
Oh, man.
And that's what I'm saying. Get me in the Garden. This is just Atlanta. I don't expect this to be a good series. Maybe we win three straight after this and get him out of here. Mm-hmm. You know who's next.
You know who's next. And then
who's next, then
the grand prize after that, I don't know. That's another topic about Orlando and Detroit. But if Orlando wins, that's another topic.
We not even about – you trying to move past the Celtics and we in a 1-1 series with the Hawks?
That's the point. We got to focus
you do that.
Now.
I'm not letting you do that. Because then they're going to attack our show. Like, oh, y'all was talking about it and y'all ain't even – You setting that up. You setting us up for that. But we're not even going
to
do that.
I'm trying to
Let's
see
talk about what we should do to win game three.
Well, we got
what is it? What does it have to be?
How I started is how we got to do what I just said. You cannot just start off strong and then fall flat in the fourth quarter. That's what we do to team.
We know that. You have to play good all game. Now, what exactly do we have to do to win game three? What would the game plan be?
The game plan is
you go through Cat. Sorry, I don't even, like, I'm trying to give you a chance. You go through Cat. He has an the biggest advantage on anybody. You mean to tell me Kuminga can keep you out the paint for real? It's no way. The center that they do play is a little bigger than Kuminga, but you still don't have a chance. When Cat is really engaged, the way he be getting buckets on the Hawks, it's almost like a high schooler playing a JV or a junior high school team.
But did you see?
Run it. You do it till it doesn't work anymore. Jalen Brunson, you see people cutting and you deciding to dribble anyway. Who you think you are? Your pops is on the bench. He better say something. Or y'all both out of here as a tandem.
Everybody got to go, man. If we lose,
everybody
got
to go. Can't nobody coach him? Nobody can say nothing to Jalen. He be looking like nobody's allowed to speak to him. He's making all these terrible decisions, and then at the end of the game, you still play 38 minutes. Sit his ass down. Tyler Colley, been proving yourself all year. He can't get a minute? He can't get a minute. So in game two, the Knicks missed 10 free throws. We lost by one. Nothing's more frustrating to me because it's like they're free throws. I got two ways that we could kind of get around our free throw situation because they're fouling Mitchell Robinson, who's our worst free throw shooter. So that's one issue. But it's also like the shooters are also missing too. So what do you think we should do about that?
It's the playoff times. It's free throws. I think it's missing free throws. To have a whole practice, Mike Brown. Free throws. Just shoot them free. Shaq in the playoff time with the Lakers, 0-1-0-2. You know what Shaq said? I'm missing the regular season, but the playoffs, you got to lock in. They're free.
So I think we should start Mitchell Robinson at every quarter. The minute we get into the penalty, sit him down. It's like play the number game. You know he can't shoot free throws. You know they foul him on purpose. Take him out.
Right.
Put him in there. If you're going to foul him on purpose and get us into the penalty.
Right.
Then we put Cat in who shoots 85-90 from the line. That's a simple fix. But so, the shooter's missing. Like, OG missing two free throws down one with a minute to go. I also have a little secret weapon for Mitchell Robinson.
Okay.
And he's down in Miami, so I got to figure out, like, how we fly him up or something like that. Maybe we use Stephen A's credit card, something like that. We get him up here. We got to get Remy up here because Remy, you're not familiar who he is. He works with Andre Drummond.
Okay.
He's like a trainer in Miami, big name. He coaches kids and everything. Let's cut to what he talks about and see how he helped out Andre Drummond and what he could possibly do for Mitchell Robinson. All right, so we in Miami turning up another notch. I'm here with one of them guys right here, my boy Remy. What's going on, man?
You already know.
Championship last summer.
Yep.
This is where I spent my last summer. Y'all couldn't find me in my town. I was in his. And he was working with somebody. You know, a lot of work on the West Side, they got lethal shooter. You know, he's over there shooting with people I feel can really shoot.
Right.
No offense to him.
Right, right.
But I seen you transform Andre Drummond because I'm a 2K player. Andre Drummond is a player we leave open. Now, you got a 3-point celebration, and I seen him working with you last summer. Explain to people how you could just change somebody's whole mindset when it comes to how they play and how they score.
Well, you know, it's been a long time coming for Dre. Like, obviously, he put a lot of years into it. There's so many steps that go into, you know, creating a 3-point shot. You know, first, obviously, his mechanics, you know, from the toes up, you know, just his confidence, making sure he believes in himself while making that shot, and then just repping it the right way, you know, over and over and over, and then applying it, which is that last part, right? I think sometimes, you know, when he started to know that he can make threes, and to be honest, the reason why I started to make him become a better three-point shooter, because in my mind, I really did it to try to help his free throws.
Okay.
So I figured, like, if you're a better shooter, period, you'll be a better free throw shooter. And when we started doing that, his free throws just start going up, going up, going up. And then the last level was the threes. So we began into the applying stage, right? And I think that a big part of his success, also along with the years of work, is Nick Nurse, because Nick Nurse is one of the first guys that are like, shoot it, right?
Let him shoot it.
Like, you know, promoting him to shoot it and wanting him to shoot it. And that's big when it comes to confidence, right, when people have your back. So he put the work in, and when Nick just told him to be able to shoot it, all those 7 to 8 years of work of making sure for this moment that he was ready for it. So I saw this coming a long time ago. As you know, the game is changing. So we were ready and prepared for it.
It's one thing to transform somebody's shot, and they have capabilities of making shots. But to have them in the game shooting those threes, I'm a Knicks fan, and we got Mitchell Robinson. I'm trying to figure out what your rates are, because honestly, you just said working with his three fixed his free throw, and you know, Mitch is Mitch. So how would we, there's workout videos with Mitchell Robinson, hitting threes, looking like Kevin Durant, but in the game, you, like you said, you can't even hit a free throw, let alone us letting you take threes and stuff like that. So how do you?
Well, you know, I don't know what Mitchell Robinson's doing. Obviously, when you see videos like that in the summertime, you know, guys are at their comfortable state. You know, they're at their fly free zone where they're able to work on their, you know, things that they don't get an opportunity to work on. And then, you know, they're comfortable and they're happy and it's fun. And then they have their time during the summer when they got to get back to the bread and butter. So I think that, you know, he has to just continue working. You know what I mean? Like I said, it all started with form from the toes up, you know, and then just applying it in reps and reps and reps and doing it the right way. So I'm not sure what he's doing, but I'm sure he's working and he's probably in that process of, you know, figuring it out, and you'll see a difference.
Yeah. So what? So basically, what's next for you? Because I feel like in this space right here, once you have that name in the NBA space, it kind of trickles down college, high school,
right, stuff like that.
You kind of have this not wrapped, but you got it wrapped in a way. So what would be like your next? What's your next thing you want to conquer? Is it coaching? What would it be?
You know what? I love coaching, man. I have my own travel program, Remy Run Select. Me and Bogdanovich from the Clippers, we partnered together to create Adidas program. And then also, I coach for the Florida Rebels, the Nike EYPL team. And my team is the ninth grade team. So I get all the coaching fix that I need. The reason why I got into training is because of the youth. I think it's cool to train NBA players, but I think it's even cooler to create them. You know, so starting them from the ground up, when they walk into a gym and it's just a dream, it's always a rush for me and a challenge for me, and it never gets old to be able to develop a young kid into a pro. All
right, yeah, so keep inspiring. I'm watching. I appreciate everything he's doing. I love the kids, too. I come here all the time when I do touch Miami, and it's always some young phenoms he's working with and stuff like that. So we're going to keep our eyes out for the kids coming from your program and stuff
yes,
like
sir.
That.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother.
You already know.
Yes, sir.
Cavs and Raptors. Cavs are up 2 games, man. How you feel about them right now?
I mean, I got my thoughts about the Cavs where it's like, and it's not so much the Cavs. It's a more Donovan Mitchell thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a knock to him. It just never really happens for him. It's like you get to a point in the playoffs where you kind of just hit a wall, like kind of how rookies got the rookie walls,
right,
like a Donovan Mitchell wall during the playoffs. Hopefully, I'm a Knicks fan, so of course I want us to win. But if there's, you know, some type of we get knocked out, I don't mind seeing him and Harden win. I think that, you know, after all the time that they've put in, they deserve a shot, a real shot at the ring.
I listen, my problem with that is I feel like the Cavs and the Raptors are kind of similar to how the Indianapolis Colts used to be with Peyton Manning. And that's like a good season team, but playoff-wise, like they don't really show you what they really are about because that's when it matters. I don't got faith in James Harden. I feel like Spider's going to do his thing, but James Harden not so much. Like, they'll definitely get past the Raptors. I feel like the Raptors ain't it. But.
So my whole thing where everybody says, I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said you don't believe in James Harden.
Nah.
How many conference finals has James Harden been to?
I want to say 2, maybe 3.
Who your favorite player?
Kobe.
And who your second favorite player?
Melo.
So I just want people to keep it consistent. I'm a Melo fan, too. So for that reason alone, you're not going to find me saying, I don't believe in James Harden. Why you don't believe in James Harden?
because I don't believe in James Harden. See, I don't see the thing is you're bringing up Carmelo and Kobe. I believe in Kobe and Carmelo. They haven't had the teams that James Harden has. James Harden is everybody argues with James Harden about how great he is, and he is great. I ain't gonna say he's not. Right. But what I'm saying is when it comes down to the wire, when you need to rely on son, he's unreliable. And that's what I'm saying, dog.
I just think when you're talking about the end of the season, and then you're talking about James Harden, who when you check the numbers, stats, watching the game, he's one of the highest usage players in the history of the league. So collapsing at the end ain't as bad when you put it into perspective like that. And on top of the fact, where do the other niggas be at? Say what I said. He got teammates. I come out, I average 36, 8, and 9 during the year. Maybe y'all want to show up in May and June and help me out?
Nah, we're not doing that because everybody and their mother are going to say and agree that the playoffs is when you are supposed to play the best. Listen, it doesn't matter who it is. Guys will go ahead and take the regular season off to show up in the playoffs. Right. So you ain't going to tell me Harden now is going to take time off in the playoffs because you showed out during the season?
It's not taking time off. It's not like he's missing games or anything like that. But having a physical fall off, like shooting 1-for-17 because you have no legs to do your step back, that you've been doing all year carrying the team slash the league because he has an MVP. He's finished runner-up 3 times. So that means that you've always done what you have to do for long stretches at a time. Harden was never one of those load-managing players where people make sure that they healthy and on point come playoff time. No, all year I've been putting on the show, national TV, averaging 36, 8 to 10 assists a game. I got assist titles too. I do it all. Don't try to focus on the last week in the season when I fall off from clearly being tired.
Nah,
you have a job.
I'm not doing that, bro. Because at the end of the day, you are the one of the people that I've spoken to who is a hardcore Steph Curry fan, right? So you go ahead and you claim Steph is the GOAT, right? And I know for a fact you're not going to say Steph is a GOAT without 1 or 2 championships. He wasn't going to say that without no championships.
He got them, and he became the GOAT in the midst of getting rings. He's not a GOAT because he has them. You have to get – it's 82 games. And then before you win a chip, you have to win 16 more games. So you don't – you're not less than because better teams beat you. That's 120 games that you just got to – kind of go through as being the best, and Harden is always like extra elite, elite, elite.
Okay, so all right. So if you got 2 players on the court with you, right? Or 2 players, period. You got 1 player that drops 30 a game, and you got 1 player that drops 28 a game. Or no, 25 a game, right? But the player that drops 25 a game wins a championship, and he has multiple championships. But the other guy is dropping 30 multiple years, averaging that. Who are you going to go ahead and go out there and be like, yo,
I'm gonna go with the player that averages 30, and I'm going to take the teammates of the team with the guy that's averaging 25, because clearly he has a better team if he's doing less and winning more. No,
not all the time though.
You mean not all the time?
I mean it. Yeah.
All right then, I won.
You didn't win.
I did win.
You didn't win.
I did win.
You didn't win.
How? You just tried to do something. You lost.
I didn't because you I didn't finish
me,
my
who
own shit.
Would you rather have? I won.
Some bullshit. Ant-Man out here playing against the Joker. They eliminated him last year. They won one right now. You an Ant-Man fan, but you also speak a lot about Joker as being one of the great centers. Kind of want to hear what you got to talk about right now.
Well, me and Jaden Daniels, we kind of have the same We got the same outlook on Denver, where it's like he's asking you. He's not being disrespectful. I get what he was saying. Where he's like, we attack Joker, we attack Jamal Murray, we attack Braun, basically all of these bad defenders.
Right.
And it's like, it ain't nothing wrong if that's really what you're doing. He's like, we go into the rack and we trying to finish over the top of them. What I've been saying about Joker for years, can't jump over a curb. You're not fast. You're not quick side to side. Somehow he stays in front, or like centers are not really going at him because we don't have like centers in the league like that right now.
Right.
So he can really hide what he can't do, but Minnesota don't let him.
Right.
You got Ant Edwards. Meet me at the rim. I'm jumping over you. Now they pick up Ayo from Chicago. Yeah. They got a they have an athletic point guard now. You know, like I said, we was relying on Conley before. It's like Conley got the lane. What you doing? One of them ugly floaters? Are you gonna kick it out?
Yeah, it's fact.
Now we got somebody that can finish over the top of them. So Minnesota, I already I picked them to win in six or seven. Like
so, I'm not gonna lie to you. I probably agree with you with Minnesota, especially because they took them out last year as well. I just don't want to sleep on Denver because I feel like that's just a team that out of nowhere they're gonna show you something. Like look, Joker was pretty much had like 6 points going into the half. Then came out and dropped and ended up with like 25 or 24, something like that. But my thing is like, you never know. He was shooting, he was passing, he was shooting, and he was trying. Wasn't getting nowhere. I say that because it's like Denver, you don't know whose night it is at Denver, right? Aaron Gordon might have a good night. He only had 8 points yesterday. But Jamal Murray dropped 29. Like, you don't know where to go with Denver. So to me, it's like, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like Denver is like, you have a superstar or two, but then the other guys, the Tim Hardaway Juniors, the Bruce Browns, those guys, they tap in where sometimes you're not really looking for them. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like Minnesota could win, but it ain't. I'll never sleep on Denver, son. I just never sleep on that team.
So you said nothing. You took no position. You didn't pick a team.
I'm going with Minnesota. I'm going with Minnesota. I'm just not sleeping on.
Yeah, you're still on my pick.
I'm not.
I don't have to say, y'all say it for me. I won.
I'm not because at the end of the day, I'm not. So, I said I'm Minnesota because if you're going to talk about a team coming out the West, my team that I'm choosing to come out the West, even though OKC is so great, is I'm actually going with the Spurs. So, I don't got Denver or OKC coming out.
Who do you have winning this series?
Minnesota. Why? And I said that already.
You're not saying why. You leaning on me.
No, I'm not. I told you issues. I'm not leaning on you.
When you're not strong.
Can't even sing that well.
I ain't your friend.
I hope not.
Nixon Five.
And who you got winning these awards?
I mean, well, the top award, I got Shea. Because I feel like you got to take it from him as far as the award
MVP,
goes.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to take the MVP from him. And any time that I decided to watch him because, you know, I don't watch much Oklahoma City games just because they wear the same colors as us. We should have drafted Shea. It's a bunch of absolutely different reasons I beef with the Thunder. But when I do watch, it's like, yo, he never let you down. And when I say never let you down, you're not making every shot. You're not making every game-winning attempt, but you're taking it.
Right.
You're not even fathoming the thought of, oh, Chet Holmgren, you might be open if they double me. No, they might double me, and I've been practicing how to shoot over the double. I'm still taking a shot. He's the MVP.
Okay. I'll go with you with MVP on that one, too. I'm not down Shea. Let's start with, from MVP, let's go to rookie. Who you got rookie of the year?
Cooper Flagg. And it's a what's the name?
Knipple?
Khan is a tough second, but I'm giving it to Cooper Flagg because it's about the same thing with LeBron and Melo. This is almost like the milk version of that situation. Because Cooper Flagg didn't make the playoffs. Khan was like right there right. To play in.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Flagg probably has a little bit better overall numbers.
Yeah, it was like 21.
They're about the same like yeah. Melo and LeBron, but one had the pressure of the world on him, and this time it was Cooper Flagg. It was like, number one pick, we expecting you to kill. Mad Dallas games on national TV for some reason. Then they traded Ant Davis, and now it's all on Cooper Kupp, and they still on TV, and he's putting on a show. It's about that. We don't expect them to win, so I don't put that into the Rookie of the Year award. So it's more about what you personally did and what we expected from you, Cooper Flagg.
I'm with you with that one because that was my opinion with you from the beginning of the season. I already said that Cooper Flagg was my guy. So on the watch parties, go ahead. We can talk about it. Don't worry about it. So Cooper Flagg was already my pick, so I'm fine with that with you. We know that Wemby got Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think nobody's going to argue
now,
that.
Now, hold on. He got it, right? The only thing I disagree with is getting it unanimously because I feel that he had a teammate that should have got some votes in Stephon Castle.
Okay.
And son from Detroit, Thompson. He should have got some first place votes too, like. You know, first place team, you the best defender on there. Votes automatically. What's happening here? They be all over the place with what they want to do. Wimby was like the quote-unquote sexy pick, and everybody picked him. Like, come on, son. Nobody else deserved a defensive player of the year vote at all. I just gave you two names. Don't think about it like you're thinking about it. You know, matter of fact, I don't even want to know your opinion on this one. Let's move on.
I said Wimby got it. I'm not arguing it. So, anyway, we go into most improved player this year. So, your options will be between Jalen Duren, N'Keal Alexander Walker, or you'll have, who's the other one?
Jalen Johnson?
Yeah.
Jalen Johnson, right?
No, Denji.
Who?
Denji off of Portland. Ooh, he's Portland. Nice. Yeah.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, that shit could be a four-way. What's his name?
That's a tough one. I know who I'm going with.
I think I'm going to go with Duren, though. Yeah, and the reason I'm going to go with Duren.
My pick, bro.
You're a liar. Anyway, I'm dead serious. The reason I'm going to go with. All right, so why?
Because last year, he averaged about what? 16 points? No, I'm lying. I'll tell you now. He averaged 11 points. This year, he's having a double-double, 19 and 10. I ain't going to hold you. I'm going to. At end, they're number one in the East. Why wouldn't I pick him? He's a perfect pick.
Hello? Let me ask my son, Jace. Who you got as the defensive player of the year? You're on TV.
Defensive player of the year. He's right.
All right. So who would be second? Who would be second? Like, who would be the follow-up?
Draymond. Yo. Ain't you in school? Hang up, man.
I'm up there. I'm going to get him soon. I'm over there. Y'all don't worry about that. He know better than
unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable. That's definitely your son.
We wasn't even in a weapon?
That's definitely your son. 1,000%.
So what was he talking about?
Yeah, Jalen Rand is averaging a double double this year. Last year he wasn't. He's 19 and 10, and they're the number one team in the East. You got to give it to son, bro. He got that.
They the number one team in the East.
The number one team in the East. What did the Knicks have? The Knicks ain't won.
So my argument, which is a lot better than his, is because when the current who I had as MVP when he got hurt, Cade,
mm-hmm.
he gets out and they continue to win and still finish in first place. Now, what I thought was, look, the Knicks is three games behind Detroit. We could catch them. Cade, lung situation, it's lit. Detroit goes 10-1, and I even think they beat us without him. You got to go
I'm
with
– I'm not surprised.
You feel me? Hit everything that Jalen Duren is doing along with the stats that improved dramatically – they went in because of that.
So you pretty much said what I said.
I didn't.
Okay. Point for me. Sixth man of the year. Let's see what you got with sixth man of the year. I just want to hear what you're going to say first.
No. What are the options? Hurry up, too. We're trying to run through this. I want to see what you got to say first. Smile in my face. Go ahead.
You got Junior from Miami.
Who?
Jaquez, I can't even say his name correctly.
Okay, I got you.
Junior from Miami.
Next,
you have Tim Hardaway Jr. He's option as well. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Move on next. And, I don't even know how to move on next.
I don't even know the third part, but I know it's those two right now.
Sixth man of the year is one of them awards we could do away with. I'm gonna start creating my own awards.
You should.
I am, because you know, a lot of these things fall within the lines of, like, what the media think. People don't like you. Your attitude off the court. No. We're gonna create some awards that we give to people, and it only matters what's going on within the lines. Cool with that?
That's fine.
Within the lines. Because, like, even defensive player of the year, like, what goes into that? They go into, like, super metrics, like, oh, how many people take threes and against you when you on the floor, and bro, who's strapping up? That's what I'm talking about. We're gonna have to give out a strap up award and stuff like that. You 7'5" and blocking stuff. Of course you're gonna, yeah, that's not really best defender to me. Like, if you was gonna pick a better defender out of Wembanyama and Ben Wallace, you're gonna pick Wemby because he's 7'5"? I'm picking Ben Wallace because he's stopping somebody like that's super strong from like getting to the paint. Or he can go out and guard a guard without looking like his legs is about to collapse against each other and stuff like that. When you're just 7'4", it's like you're going to get a lot of blocks and stuff like that. I don't know. I want to switch up the awards a little bit. That's how I'm feeling about it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I feel like you should go ahead and let it be known, because I think everybody is going to kind of agree with you in the sense of there's different things that are going
to
go
into it.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. So. Sixth man of the year and stuff like that. Let's come up with a new award. What? You're the best person that doesn't start.
All right. So just so you know, those are the options. Sixth man of the year, I ain't going to hold you. If I do sit back and think about it, I probably would go with, I know you hate, I'm going to say this, Tim Hardaway Jr. And I'm only saying it in all reality is because he's playing well for Denver, and Denver has stepped it up from the All-Star game until now. They've been playing real good, and he's definitely been one of the reasons why. So
I'm just gonna I don't know. Like I said, it's about a whole year of what you're doing. So maybe it's like a recent bias
right,
thing, but
right.
Like somebody like a Coby White, who was coming off the bench for Charlotte right. And lighting shit up and helping them go on that crazy win streak that they had. Somebody like that I would give some type of credit to.
Dylan Harper?
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Dylan Harper coming off the bench?
Dylan Harper?
Yeah, that's another one, right? Yeah, Dylan Harper's another one you could talk about.
Dylan Harper. Right.
So
you get a calm 13 off the bench, but he plays like 12 minutes, where it's like, what if I didn't play 12 minutes? So it could go a few different ways. Like I said, we're going to get into the awards that I'm going to come up with next week.
I think it should be better. Clutch player of the year.
Shay.
You can't even.
I was watching what he did to us. This is like, I don't want no hesitation. I won't disrespect him. We tried everything. We tried to the bridges is on him. Send GTA on a blitz.
Yeah.
He waits for the blitz just to do it to both of them. Pause. Like, oh, y'all both here? Bucket. And it's never even like, it's always like a tough two people draped on him like, Shay, man, he don't get flustered in the clutch.
Yeah, the game's slow for him. Mm. So I think this is a good one for you, Josh. Coach of the year. Who would you choose as coach of the year? You got some options like J.B. Bickerstaff. You have Boston's coach. You also have and the Spurs coach. You have all three coaches are pretty much in the running for coach of the year.
Can there be a tie with coach of the year or no?
I don't think so.
Like co-coach of the year, yeah, it probably hasn't been, but I feel like it's a two-man race. It's Detroit's coach Bickerstaff, and it's the Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah,
and it's because of the adversity you made it past, like Jason Tatum not being there all year, which we got to get into giving Jaylen Brown a lot of credit too.
Yeah.
Us expecting the Celtics to kind of just get lost in the source of injury, and they didn't.
Yeah,
second seed.
Right.
Then you gotta give some credit to the first seed who went without Cade for a little minute, and then Jaylen Durant kind of turned into that go-to guy. But it also goes with coaching. Like you gotta know who's gonna be that guy that's gonna carry your roster when your man is down.
Yeah, I feel like J.B. Bickerstaff did more with less. So that's kind of why I'm gonna go with JB, because you know, like just like you said it, I don't gotta repeat it. But there was Joe Mazzulla has Tatum, Brown, all these guys over there.
Doesn't have Tatum, that's why he won.
Didn't have Tatum, but Tatum came back. But JB only pretty much had Cade, and then a showing up Durant. You know what I'm saying? Like so, yeah, I'm gonna go with JB on that one. That's pretty much it when it comes to the awards, bro. Like, it wasn't too bad with that, but I think that you're probably pretty much spot on. I think we're both spot on when it comes to awards. But following up awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about that is the 65-game rule. And we could just pretty much converse on that. Ant-Man pretty much is ineligible for any awards, any honors, because he didn't make 65 games mm-hmm. this season. But there was two that did, Cade and Luka. Mm. What's your take on that?
My take is like, basically the players of today, y'all gotta stand up. When it's times where the organization is telling you to sit and you know you're healthy, listen, I got shit on the line, I'm not sitting. To where kinda Giannis made it a thing, like, yo, y'all investigate these things, because I'm telling them I wanna play. Like I said, players, when you wanted them once, you're after, like, when you see, like, oh, Melo got 30,000 points for his career. You don't get that sitting out when you're not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So so the more that they like, realize that with the low managing and stuff like that, I think the better off we be when it comes to that topic right there.
Yeah, I feel like Luka's situation was, like, you know, going to see a kid, everybody should go ahead and have that parental, you know what I'm saying, when you go see a kid. I feel like Cade obviously got need in the back when it came to the lung injury. The only thing with Ant, and I hate to say it, even though he has a career year, is his injury was more or less like a regular injury that they load manage on, right? Yeah. A knee injury. And I feel like that's what kind of hurt him in a sense. So, you know, I like the load management. I like the 65 game rule because we grew up on that. Jordan, Kobe, Braun, a lot of these guys played majority of their seasons.
Yeah.
Now we're watching a lot of superstars not do that.
I mean, you just sit out when you hurt. When you have the reason, when you don't have no reason to sit out and you sit out, now at the end of the season, you're trying to crack that 65 games. So you really playing when you hurt.
Right.
It's like it's the load managing getting in the way of stuff. So y'all not hurt, y'all not tired. 82 games has been a part of the NBA forever.
Right.
And it's like, yo, play the 82 games. Ain't no, I played six in a row, I averaged 30, so I'm going to rest now. What? When you listen to AI talk, he like, right, nigga, you had to snatch my jersey, hide my jersey from me if you didn't want me to play.
Right.
It's not like that right now. And they're paying for it with this whole 65-game thing. You're trying to make your max deal. I'm glad they did all that because now agree. It's like you put that pressure on these players to play, man.
It's fair, man. These fans come out to see them, but I agree with that, man. So we're going to end it up with this, Josh. 65-game rule, awards and honors. We're going to go right into the All-NBA teams, right? So some guys, like Ant, are ineligible for All-NBA teams. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, who you got for your top – who you got for your first All-NBA team?
Well, they took the rule away for Cade for his special situation, right?
No, Cade is actually eligible. Ant-Man isn't.
Right, so Cade is able to make my team.
Yes.
So I got Cade at the one,
mm-hmm,
Shea at the two,
mm-hmm,
Jaylen Brown,
mm-hmm,
Wemby, and Joker. First team.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's that ain't going to hold you. That's a team that I think anybody will go with. I was actually debating Brown and Cade at first. And at first, I was going to go with Cade. When I sat down, I'm looking at them matching up, playing. Brown played better against Cade when they matched up, but I also feel like Jaylen Brown has just been on a tear, bro. Like, and I feel like he definitely deserves to be in that position over Cade. But I have Cade on my second team though, second All NBA team. So if I had a second All NBA team, my first NBA team actually would be what you just said. My second All NBA team.
So if Cade was healthy. Right?
Yeah.
When he was healthy.
Right.
And had no, like, it's Cade's team.
Yeah.
When Jaylen Brown was healthy.
Yeah.
And had his, who's having a better season?
Jaylen Brown. Still going with Jaylen Brown.
How?
I feel like Jaylen Brown is just.
They was in first place? Or fifth
no,
place?
It wasn't in the first place. But
it wasn't even a top three team.
It wasn't. And then he started stepping it up.
Who was number
and
one?
Playing. Cade was. I know that.
No, Detroit was.
Detroit was,
because
yeah.
Because
of Cade. Yeah. I'm still going with Jaylen Brown.
I'll still go with Jaylen Brown. It's like, I'll lose, but.
No, you said you went with Jaylen Brown too, right?
Well, that was a good you know first that, team right? by me. What were you saying about.
You literally said you're going with Jaylen Brown.
What does that mean?
What? All right. A team, second NBA team. I'm actually going with Cade, Donovan Mitchell, Kawhi, KD, and Michael Jalen.
Michael Jalen?
Brunson.
So you don't have a center on your second team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won because this is my team. This is my team.
I know.
Donovan Mitchell. This is my second team. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell, Luka, Kawhi.
Oh, I got to change my first
Kevin
team.
Kevin Durant. Oh, you got to change?
Yeah, my first team. Save I got to change my first team. No. My first team is going to be SGA.
Luka.
I don't want to hear it.
Kawhi, KD, and Jaylen Durant, a real center. 23-12. Can't argue that. You got something to say about it?
Nah, my first team. I'm actually going Luka on the first team.
That's.
I didn't put my first team. I didn't say my first team.
We don't care. I get it.
See, exactly.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't care, though.
Doesn't matter.
Just put that out there.
I'll put it anywhere. I just want to say it. SGA, Wemby, Joker, Luka, and Jaylen Brown.
Are you changing your first team?
No, this is my first team. I didn't say it.
No, you added Luka to yours.
That's my first team.
You just did that because I mentioned Luka on my second?
Yeah, and I wanted him
so
on
you
first.
Changed your first because I mentioned my second?
I never said my first. I never said my first. I'll kid you not, man. I hope you heard
it. When I said Luka, I heard you say, well, I'm going to change my first team. You said that?
I said, yeah, because I didn't even say
my first. I won.
I didn't say my first.
I won.
I didn't say my first.
Conversation's over. Greg loses.
Yo, son, you know what? I can't wait to get my own show because every time he tells me this shit, I got to stop.
That was Code 240 this week. So I want to talk a little bit on the outro about Jaden Pierre. He's a kid that was shot and killed in Queens, New York last week. And it moved me a little differently. I got a 13-year-old of my own. And as somebody with a voice or a voice that's growing, we got to talk about this shit and do something about it. Do a little bit more than talking. Get outside. I'm on my way there right now. And I guess that's it. Just do more. I know, you know, my uncle will be watching this. I send it out to athletes and everything. We just use our voices. Like, this shit is getting crazy.